when I think back to the civil rights struggle and how we were treated and stereotyped, and we're still going through this to a certain extent, but how now, post 9/11, a lot of the attention has been diverted from us towards Muslims. It's unfortunate that we as a country did not learn our lesson from our past, and how we as a country have treated people in the past based on perceptions and stereotyping and innuendos, and just painting everyone of a certain faith, in this case Islam, with the same stroke of the brush. I think if people would just take time to seek out folks that are of the faith. Many times they work with individuals that are Muslims and don't even realize it, and have a good opinion about them. I go to Masjid An-Nur in North Minneapolis, and many of us have been together, including Sister Nisa, since the 70s. Unlike when we started out, it was all black. Now when you walk in our masjid, it looks like the United Nations. I mean, that's the other beautiful thing about Islam. And I'm not saying this to down any other religion or anything, but there used to be a saying in America, and it's still true today, that the most segregated hour is Sunday. I travel a lot, and it's just a wonderful feeling to go anywhere in the world, you know, where there's a masjid, and you know, to feel welcome and loved and respected.
The up-and-coming Muslims? Well, just be hard-working and take care of your own business and treat people with respect. Mm-hmm. And that's all you have to do.